This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
You government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking to Scott Adams in a minute, and we're also going to be talking to a Dane Censor from South Dakota. Boy, are there things happening in South Dakota. The Indians are on the warpath, and we mean that sincerely, actually. At some point in time, we're all going to find out about what's really going on up there in the Dakotas. Yesterday, we understand that Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi, God bless their little souls, were up in Minot, North Dakota. Last time I checked, that's pretty close to South Dakota. Just as the crow flies. Why would those two crows fly into Minot, North Dakota, in anticipation of what's going to be happening in South Dakota? Because, you know, you have Sturgis going on. You're going to have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of veterans and others lining up right there. And they're going to be riding their bikes, right? They're going to be riding their motorcycles, their Harleys. Run. Going to be doing all kinds of things in Sturgis. But also you've got Mount Rushmore is going to be celebrated, and there's going to be, Navy jet flybys and things like that going on. All those things are going to be absolutely going crazy in the Dakotas. And, you know, they're also going to raise the world's largest American flag, and there's going to be fundraising. The Trumps are already up there in town. They're getting down with everybody, doing the fundraising gigs and all that other good stuff. So this is all part and parcel of what's going on right now in the Dakota. So we're going to get a report in from somebody who's there, actually there, somebody who left California and said, I'm done. But, you know, this is, of course, the stopgap, New California, us. we'll put a stop to this. And we got a lot of things going on. The biggest story of the day, of course, is that we're finding out that all these COVID virus cases that we're showing the influx, especially here in California, it's all brought to you by the governor, Gavin Newsom, apparently inviting illegal foreign nationals across the border so that they can get help in our hospitals. So it's causing spikes where we've had trend lines where COVID virus has been declining. Guess what? We're finding out, oh, there's a new spike, and we got to keep our mask on. And why is that new spike? Because the governor has allowed thousands of illegal foreign nationals from Mexico to flood our hospital system. Yeah, there's no spread of the disease here in this country. In fact, it's on the decline here in California. It has been, but now it's on the rise. Why? Because we're importing patients, but we're not telling the federal government, no, we got to have those dollars. With us right now, of course, is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio, Talk Monster leader out there for everybody. Scott, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. What do you make of this idea of importing COVID virus patients to like Texas and all around the nation? That's why we're seeing this spike.
You know, I learned that from you, actually. And I got to tell you that it makes sense now because President Trump was just recently in Wisconsin on Thursday, I think it was. And so on Thursday, he was, in Wisconsin, and he was giving an interview with Hannity. And he was walking along these huge ships, the $5.5 billion contract, upwards of 10 to 15,000 jobs will be created as a result of it. And in some way, what he said was they were talking about the wall. And they were talking about a spike in COVID cases. And he said, in San Diego, where they have the wall, they have a huge stretch of wall. They don't have anybody crossing the border. And where there is these open borders, just in California, just outside of the wall at San Diego, they have a big gap. They said there's a huge spike in COVID cases right there. Now, I wonder if that was President Trump tipping his hat and basically suggesting, I know what you're doing, because he conflated the two. He conflated where there's no wall. He's associating open borders,
right,
or lawless, illegal border crossing with spikes in COVID. So he did that on Hannity mainstream, but he didn't really reveal what you revealed, which is there might be a correlation between where there's open borders, and the helicopters flying in with 40 people, or, these planes are by boat or by open borders where the fence or the wall is not yet there. That's where they're exploiting these numbers in Texas, California, and in Florida, for example, where they're importing these people as patients and then trying to slow the curve and tank the economy and exaggerate a second wave.
You know, this is an interesting thing, but in Breitbart just came out yesterday afternoon. Breitbart says Mexico nearly surpasses Iran for coronavirus cases. And a little bit says the latest figures released by Mexico's Undersecretary of Health show that 196,847 confirmed cases and 24,320 four case fatalities since the pandemic arrived. The health official also revealed that the nation only conducted 515,000 tests total, which is nothing compared to the United States, as the president pointed out yesterday. The figures show a dramatic spike of 5,437 new cases on Wednesday, which pushed Mexico up in rankings just behind Iran. Mexico ranks 149th for tests per million. Mexico is in the process of reopening many businesses. However, Lopez-Gatell was previously criticized for being late in implementing these restrictions. So now we see this spike, and in fact, the dates confirm and line up with the dates that I was given where the spike is going on in Mexico. It's now spreading across this country because we're, again, trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Once again, we're trafficking in coronavirus victims into the United States so they can get in the hospitals and they can raise the rates. And of course, everybody's got to wear a mask now because the governor says, oh, we've got this spike. And of course, what does that really mean? It means more dollars for the COVID virus to help him balance the budget out here because he's got no money. We're calling him on that one.
It also it pushes the, you know, the narrative for mail-in voting, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, it does all those things. It does everything that they want it to do. And there's not a lot that the conservative movement can say about it until they bust them wide open. And I think that our law enforcement, whether it's the FBI or the DOJ, needs to do a much stronger job in getting down to the bottom brass tacks of what's going on. Because if you know it and I know it and now the listeners know it, we got to do something about this, and we got to do it lickety split. And one of the things I liked hearing, Ted Cruz has his new podcast, right? Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he had Bill Barr on.
Yep.
And Bill Barr was like, we're watching the videos now, and we're getting to the bottom. We're going to get to the bottom of these monuments and stuff. But he also said something to the effect that we're going to make some major announcements related to the censorship of the big tech. That was a fast investigation. Now, unlike John Durham's, it's taken a couple of years, and Mueller and this, that, and the other, you know, all these years. But these are acting quick, reactionary quick, because these are impactful to this election. It doesn't mean anything if they succeed in cheating on the elections. Like, it's one thing to say it's wrong, mail-in voting, we know it's wrong. But the state's still getting away with it. Like Governor Newsom is still doing it. So you could say it's wrong all you want, but it's wrong all the way to the bank for him if we don't do something before November 3rd and they steal an election and then they reverse everything that Trump has done. You know, we can't have that.
No, that's the end of our country if you do things like that or tolerate that. And, you know, I do want to say I find it absolutely incredible. And I said it in the last hour. I played that clip, and I wanted to hear what he had to say about the antitrust. And, you know, Scott, I did not know. Call me naive. I did not know that there was a full-on investigation of these socials, such as Facebook and Google and YouTube and the like, that there's a full-on antitrust investigation going on. And
yes,
he's ready to announce things.
A while.
Yeah, call me naive. I missed that one. I knew they were looking, but sure, I didn't know it was a vast investigation as he outlined. I'm really struck by that.
Well, Pepsi, Doritos, a whole host of, you know, these main brand companies are basically cracking down. You know, HP, BMW, PayPal, Pepsi, Doritos, Adobe, they're all getting involved in with their PR firms and advertising firms. These advertising firms are dictating the terms, saying unless you censor, unless you shut down, and unless you ban conservative voices and President Trump's posts, we are no longer going to advertise with you, Facebook. Now, that's coming out, you know,
yeah,
that's new information. But the companies are boycotting Facebook. So now Facebook is forced to, you know, maybe censor more. So, and you wonder, why are the corporations taking a side with Black Lives Matter, the Marxist group? Why are they taking a side with this, right? Why are they taking that side? Why are they choosing a horse? Because it only cuts half their population. It cuts their population in half. You know, if you're going to start boycotting, boycott Pepsi, right?
Right.
The point is because they're multinational companies. And the multinational companies, like TPP, was great for Nike. That's why Nike hosted the event to promote. That's why Nike was in bed with Obama. That's why Nike funded Kaepernick. That's why Nike actually went into business with Avenatti until he extorted them, right? Because Obama used Nike for favors, but Nike hosted the events promoting TPP. And when Trump pulled out of TPP, that screwed Nike. And in addition, these other Paris Accords and these multinational corporations and these globalist movements, when the globalist multinational goes down and bilateral arrangements goes up, what you're going to have is these companies no longer having access to the world markets the way they thought that they were. They're going to have to work harder for them, and they're no longer going to have that. So the idea is that's why the corporations are dictating the terms, and companies like MSNBC or NBC and CNN.
Yeah, they're all in bed with them.
Kissing up to the Pied Piper.
Right.
But, you know, I'd like to say one other thing about Black Lives Matter. Because, you know, when you click the donate button, it goes to ActBlue, right?
Yeah.
But there's this other thing called a Thousand Currents organization that was inspired by the Weather Underground. And there's an offshoot from the Weather Underground. And they were connected with the woman that was a cop killer that's hiding out in Cuba. You know that story,
right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're all connected, right? It's a militant group. But here's the kicker. Bob Johnson from BET, Black Entertainment, has talked about maybe running them as a, you know, because Tucker said all week, Black Lives Matter is more popular than Donald Trump right now. And why are they an international group? Well, they're getting involved with international money laundering. Most of their money's coming from outside of the country. And they've become a globalist movement. That's why you're seeing Black Lives Matter pop up in London and in Paris.
Sure.
In all these other places. Everywhere there's a radical left environment, they're prospering. So this foreign money is coming in laundered to ActBlue, to the website, blacklivesmatter.com, which when they click donate goes to ActBlue. ActBlue then gives the money to Thousand Currents. And that's a Weather Underground style movement. But for the most part, it's all going back to the Democrat Party. But what Bob Johnson from Black Entertainment was saying, hey, run them as a third party. I think two things would happen. You'd find out that they're not nearly as powerful as the media has made them up to be. They'd probably get 3% of the vote because black people represent 13.5% of the population. They would get a fringe of that, and because it's a radical Marxist group. Most black people are normal, law-abiding citizens who do not want to defund the police and who believe in voter ID. And laugh at you when you say that they would be suppressed if voter ID was a requirement. Most normal black people feel that way. So the point is you would then see for the first time if Black Lives Matter actually played by the rules, that they're nothing but a 3% organization. But that 3% along with Antifa's 3%, if they ran as independent candidates, could be the Frankenstein that got out of the box away from the Democrats. The Democrats would have to prove, you know, their weight and salt about what they've done for the black people, and they can't make that case. And it would blow up in their faces, because if Black Lives Matter ran as a third party, it would be game over for the Democrats, who would become another fringe group, no different than Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Meanwhile, RNC takes back the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Yeah, I think that the drama is still yet to play out. My sources tell me that things coming up to August 16th are going to be very, very exciting for a lot of people. And I think that you're going to see a lot of people being indicted. There already are, as Bill Barr was talking about. There's a lot of people that are being arrested and indicted with the monuments business and destruction. You know, 10-year, it's a 10-year sentence for defacing and destroying monuments, federal monuments on federal property. 10 years. And they've got people they've busted and arrested that are behind bars right now. Probably won't ever get out for 10 years.
President Trump said something to that effect. He says, why is this information not getting out? Why are people unaware? You know, why is the media not? And he said, sir, we're law enforcement. We're not a PR agency. We do this stuff quietly. You know, so that's why media is the one that actually has to tell that story, right? You and I,
right? We're tasked with doing that, and yeah. More than happy to do it. Don't get me wrong, but I always get the questions from Trump hasn't done enough. You know, and again, one of the things that Trump has been trying to point out to people, and even Bill Barr said this, is that, you know, they are not the immediate law enforcement agencies. The federal government's the last place you go for, and usually it's after the effect, after the crime, or after the fact, after the crime, that these investigations are prompted, you know, for violations of the Constitution and things like that, and for violations of federal crimes. But he said that it's the local people at the local level who have to make the determination, who have the power. to make things happen, and who, well, they're on the front lines, not the federal government. So everybody, you know, because Donald Trump does fix things, he's not a politician, he's a fixer, he's a businessman, he gets things done. You know, people do look up to him and do look at him as the first resource because he'll get it done. And your local people, you know, they're hiding. You know, I know around here locally, all of our local so-called, quote, local leaders are hiding. They are hiding. They're not meeting as much, and they're, you know, they're staying as ubiquitous as possible, I guess you can say. So that was a very good interview with Bill Barr. I really enjoyed that, by the way.
Yeah. Well, one of the things people need to remind themselves about is that when these mob rule, when this mob rule dictates the terms and makes the actions and takes the moves into their own hands. Basically, what's happening is you got a masked, unidentified person acting policy out in front of a camera, but they're no one knows who they are. And so, you know, the whole concept of a democracy and what makes our republic so great is that everything is accountable by the voter, not by the dictator or the mob rule. So, like, when they tear down something, or they graffiti something, there's a law in the books that says that is that breaks the law. You got to get arrested. But when that they throw a blind eye to that, okay, that's lawlessness. And when these statues come down, I think what has to happen now is that when the mob gets away with whatever they're getting away with in Seattle or Portland or wherever, and it's always a liberal town. But when they get away with it, then that identity becomes a mob. So the mob as a group becomes one identity. And the accountable party is the elected official that allowed that mob rule to do it. Somebody needs to be accountable, right? And nobody's going to jail and nobody's doing this. Well, in reality, there are people going to jail, as we just mentioned. But the idea is that the reason why we have elected officials, they're supposed to then create the due process, take a vote, and decide whether or not they want a statue to stay up or be torn down or transferred over to the Smithsonian or whatever it is. But at least then you can say, okay, Joe Smith and Jane Doe voted this way, and I either agree or I don't agree, and I will vote them in or out. That's how it's supposed to work. That's law and order. That is the system we have. But when you got actions being forwarded and acted upon with whoever it is, you don't even know who they are, that cannot stand. That's got to stop. That's got to stop immediately. And sadly, the Speaker of the House who's tearing down paintings on the walls of the House of other speakers that she disagrees with or thinks that are racist is the one now saying, I don't know why there aren't more protests across the country.
Right.
What a reckless thing to say, Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, she's, and of course, this is their power and their strength is the rioting and everything that's going on because of, you know, their own terrorist leanings. And of course, you mentioned Bill Ayer's group that was one of the groups that's helping to funnel money, and that's been, you know, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn are so thick in this, they're unbelievably thick in this this movement to topple the president of the United States has been going on for quite a while with them. And of course, Bill Ayers was responsible for Barack Obama.
Where did Obama start his political career? Do you know?
Yeah, in Bill Ayers' living room. Yeah, we get that. Anyway, we're running up against the clock, Scott. What's going on in your world with Red State Talk Radio right now?
We're booming, man. We're telling the truth, and people are looking for it. So
yeah,
and we got Parler. So we got Red State Talk, Red State Talk Radio on Parler, and check us out there as well as Twitter. And be sure to check us out at redstatetalkradio.com.
Awesome. Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio. You can hear it an hour before our show, and you also have a syndicated show as well. Thanks, Scott, for being with us.
All right. Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next, Dane Censor, all the way from South Dakota, He's going to be talking about what's going on over there with Donald Trump coming into town. Fireworks, anyone? Could be. The Indians are not happy. Well, they don't like him. You know, they don't like the union, the federal government. Wounded Knee, anyone? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We have with us, I think we have with us, Dane, are you there? Can you hear me now? Are you there, Dane? Okay. He's not on that one. Let's try this one. Okay. Dane, are you there? Yeah, it's not answering. Okay, are you there, Dane? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Good. What's going on in South? What about South Dakota? What's happening there?
Boy, I'll tell you, this place is exploding. Just to give you an example, I came here a month ago heading up to bring the world's largest American flag to be displayed during the fireworks, Mount Rushmore fireworks, and President Trump. And people to celebrate the, which I call actually a renaissance, a rebirth of this nation, which it needs. And anyway, I was in Deadwood a month ago, and there was probably two spots. Well, there was an entire parking lot that was empty. So I pulled in, of course, with my RV. I went there last week. I had to park three blocks away from that parking lot because it was completely full. Just to give you this place, they're already coming up here. Motorcycle, the Sturgis guys are coming from the Sturgis bike rally. It's filling up fast.
So it ought to be a pretty big event. I mean, we're talking about for the 4th of July, but actually a couple of days in advance, you've got some things happening for fundraisers for the president.
Exactly. On the second of July at Custard State Park, I believe there's going to be a fundraiser that we're trying to plan with Don Jr. It hasn't been confirmed because of security and all that, the location itself yet. But he's doing a fundraiser to raise funds for Don Jr. is going to be the host with Kimberly Guilfoyle. And they're going to be in town to do this fundraiser. So I'll be at that fundraiser talking to him and meet and greet, which will be neat. And, of course, the following day is our big event, which is at Sturgis Buffalo Chip. Now, Sturgis Buffalo Chip, as a lot of people will know it, it's been around 40 years. Of course, this year is the 80th annual Sturgis bike rally. They usually, at this year, they're thinking, expecting 700,000. It almost didn't happen this year because the city council had to put it to a vote. Of course, the naysayers didn't want it to happen, but they voted 8-1 to let it go forward because it was the 80th anniversary. I think it was a great move, smart move. And they're expecting somewhere between 700,000 and 800,000 bikers.
You have reached maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Wow. Press 2 to erase and re-record.
What's going on there, Dave? Are we recording a message? Anyway, we've reached the maximum time limit on that.
Are you still there?
Okay. Dane, can you hang up and I'll call you right back, okay? Why don't we try that? We'll get this this whole thing sorted away here. So if we can get – there we go. Okay, if he can – we're going to disconnect and we're going to call him back. Anyway, this is an interesting thing that's going on because there's just, you know, tens of thousands of people lining up to hear the president. He'll be there. I guess on the 3rd, the firework display goes up and all that other good stuff. And then Dane's talking about this big raising of this American flag, the largest American flag in the world. And I was, I've seen this flag before. It's enormous. It's an enormous flag. And Dane, you were talking earlier, at least I was listening to some people talk earlier, about how the flag was being escorted up there from Riverside, California.
At the tone, please record.
Jeez. I guess we're... I don't know what we're doing here with this. And let's try this one over here. Okay, can you hear me on this side?
Can
you hear me, Dane?
Can you hear me, Paul?
Yeah, okay, I got you on this.
I can hear you.
Let's go ahead and I was...
I think the NSA is trying to mess with us.
That could very well possibly be. You know, we've had some just stranger things happen. But anyway, I was relaying to the audience that this American flag is coming from Riverside, California. Is it being escorted?
Yes. In fact, we have a biker, Harley-Davidson, veteran bikers that are going to escort this all the way from Riverside County to Sturgis in a bike procession that they're going to guard this flag all the way up, and they're going to gather bikers along the way, like in Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, and just before they come into the state, they're going to meet in a location where they're going to, Sturgis bike veteran Harley-Davidson riders who attend the Burgess are going to escort them with them. So there could be, by the time they get to Sturgis, could be well in excess of 1,000 Harley-Davidson bike rallier people, veterans, escorting that flag to its site, which is Buffalo Sturgis Chip. Sturgis Buffalo Chip. And that'll be quite an event. And we have some things that we're working on that could be monumental. Monumental. I can't really say what it is right now, but if it happens, it'll be extraordinary. What? And it's going to be extraordinary anyway, but this will put the cherry on the top of the sundae, so to speak.
So
we're looking forward to it.
The last time I saw the flag, this enormous one, was in Southern California, Riverside, I think. And this flag was held up by a couple of poles and was basically free-flowing. Is that the idea? What you're gonna suspend it with two poles on each side? How's that gonna work?
Superflags.com has three flags. They have the Super Flag 1, 2, and 3. You probably saw either Super Flag 2 or 1.
I think it was 1.
We have Super Flag. Well, 1 is 550 feet by 255 feet. It takes 600 veterans and servicemen to hold that, which we have that day, holding it. It's 3,000 pounds. We have to hold it vertically and, horizontally. And it's quite a feat because the field we have at Sturgis Buffalo Chip is actually the only location we could find in this area that will accommodate this. It's on private land. It's the Sturgis Buffalo Chip is known for its Sturgis Bike Rally. It's where they hold the A-list events. Like this year at Sturgis Rally, they have Willie Nelson, ZZ Top coming there. It's a venue. They have a Jumbotron that people will be able to watch the fireworks live at Rushmore. We're actually planning on talking to President Trump, and he's going to try and talk to us. We're working on that right now. Hopefully that'll come together. And it's going to be broadcast live streaming where he'll be able to watch this flag being unveiled. And the 600 veterans, we'll have some veterans that'll speak and say what this flag and country means to them. So it'll be an extraordinary event. And plus, we're going to have entertainment, things going on there. We're going to actually have 4th of July Eve, a countdown just like New Year's Eve, but it's going to be a countdown to America's birthday, 10, 9, 8, Happy Birthday, America. So it's going from 12 to 12 all day long. It's going to be an extraordinary event, and we have events going on for 4th of July. We're having Will Graham is going to be doing a live streaming on the 1st to all the country on, guess what, it's going to be subject freedom.
Shocking.
He'll be having that. Shocking, exactly. What a subject to have at a revival, a church, where he's going to be live streaming on the 1st at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Of course, it would be 10 o'clock Western time, Pacific time. So that'll be great.
Dane, I hate to cut you off, but we are running out of time. So thanks for being with us. We'll check in next week before things start to happen, okay? Awesome.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Paul.
We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
One community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's
800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to chime in right now and see if we've got the actual live feed for the coronavirus update. This is from Fox 10 Phoenix, and see if they've got it. If we're supposed to be hearing about this from somebody. Who is this?
Hearing this afternoon to listen to many of the stakeholders who helped craft the original bill, and to consider updates that are really important to this reopening
governor
and recovery process. We thank them for their leadership, for their important work,
governor
for their
Baker
partnership,
and officials,
in the effort
COVID,
to produce a bill that will be responsive to both.
I wonder
the
if she knows that this is supposed to be a live thing. I wonder if they,
as well as
if,
our long-term
I see, I'm giving much coverage to the COVID
economy
virus thing, right?
With that, I'd now like to turn it over to Secretary Keneally.
Ah, here we go. And let's see, I bet their numbers are going up, too, because they're importing all these Mexicans.
Lieutenant Governor, I want to join the Lieutenant Governor in thanking our partners in the legislature for their collaboration and their commitment. And we look forward to further collaboration as we go forward here throughout the legislative session. Through our economic development legislation and the updates that I'll discuss with the legislature today, we have a great opportunity to take a really good bill and target it even more toward advancing equity, a challenge that long preceded COVID-19. As well as economic recovery.
Okay, that's going nowhere fast for me. I was again trying to figure out where we're getting with the COVID virus thing. It says watch the latest news headline. I don't want to do that, but there's nothing out there live, unfortunately. So they say. Well, we're going to take another gander at this and see if we've got something else that could. It's supposed to be. Listen, it's supposed to be a free fire show today because it's Friday, but it's shocking we can't do that. I guess if you want to call in and get a real quick comment, you can do that. Area code 215-867-8255. That phone line is open, 867-8255. And I'm going to check in here with the what we might find if they've got a live feed that's going on with one of the news agents, probably Fox. They seem to be the one that's most compatible. But if you want to call in, you can do that. Anyway, this whole thing, I think, is just shocking to find out that you have people being imported now from Mexico with COVID virus, and that's why our spikes are so high. In California, the numbers were going down, but you see, California's governor cannot let that happen because he doesn't have money, and he's using the COVID virus, $27 billion, to keep the state afloat right now, functional. That's what he's doing. It's totally illegal. And we're calling them out on it here on Agenda 21 already, and New California. We are calling them out on it. It's kind of interesting. What was really interesting is the calling out, I guess you can say, of the people behind all this. And Tim Thompson down in Pastor Tim Thompson down in Riverside, California, has done a stellar job in bringing this out. And we're gonna chime into this and see what this looks like here in a second. Let's see if we can go back to that. But they're the ones that are starting to get the witnesses lined up to actually tell their story. And really, that's what happened earlier in the show here. And I'm going to go back to this importing the COVID virus story that was brought to us earlier by one of our citizen journalists. And thank you very much, Nancy. I'll just, it's as far as I go with the name, though. It says, we received this information from people. And in fact, we got a caller right now. Let's take the caller over this. And Julie, welcome. This is Julie.
Hello.
Yes, Julie, welcome
Hello.
To Agenda 21 Radio.
From Pennsylvania.
How are
yes,
you?
I was just thinking.
From Pennsylvania.
Fine, fine. Nancy, Ms. Pelosi, there's no way that she could not have been involved or had knowledge of the trafficking that was going back and forth between Mexico and California. This has her signature all over it.
Well, sure.
Now, let's go a little bit. Yeah, let's go a little bit further. Couldn't we get them for human trafficking? And using it as a bioweapon to have it be a treasonable offense. I mean,
well,
it's just a thought.
Well, listen, and your thoughts are good thoughts, because what's happened is that I understand that what we have played for you this morning has already been put off, given to the DOJ, Bill Barr. And Bill Barr has responded. I'm not going to tell you the details about that. I know a little bit about the details, but I don't want to get premature about it. And I know how they function. So they are aware of this now. I mean, this is just a stunner. You want to know why is it happening? And it's got to be happening in Texas, of course. They're just streaming across the border. And again, what they're probably doing is coyotes are going down there with money and says, hey, you got COVID? Let me give you, you know, $10,000 and come with me. They buy them like slaves.
Well, remember, didn't Ms. Pelosi have meetings with Chavez's wife in Venice?
Well, sure. Sure. And
yes,
who else was there? Was AOC and the group.
Ago. I mean, yes. Yes, and now she is up in North Dakota. What if they're playing? I mean, they're on this fire arson pattern where first they created all the fires with the riots, and then they were going to go to Seattle and they wanted to burn down Seattle.
That's
and they
the
wanted
distraction.
To go to Portland
That's
and
the,
burn down Portland.
The, all this stuff has
yes,
been the distraction.
Yes, if,
all
yes,
the burning was a
what
distraction.
If now if Trump is planning all the fireworks, what if they're planning some sort of fire event? I mean, they have to watch this and see what's going on, because this is their signature. They
well, I think what they're
they
doing,
destroy.
I think
who
what they're no, no. I think what they're doing is, especially because you had Feinstein and Pelosi jumping in there in Minot, North Dakota. I think they're pandering to the Indian tribes, and I think that what they're doing is they're allowing an open door by the Indian tribes, especially there in Arizona, because some of their reservation is in Mexico, so the border is open there, and they're allowing these people to come right across the border. Then they get into California, and it's the same up in the north. You have a lot of the tribes up there that have open open borders. Also, the same sort of thing. They're half the United States and half into Canada, so it's a free for all for transportation. And that seems to be the hole in the wall, if you will, both north and south. And, of course, even up there where Bernie Sanders is in Vermont, he's very heavily implicated in the tribes up there for a lot of different things like trafficking and drugs and things like that. He's been long associated with them. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, the Democrats are receiving money from every which way, from human trafficking to drugs through the cartels, to support the Democratic Party. We just talked about that with Scott Adams.
The idea of, that you had mentioned earlier with Scott of making Black Lives Matter a third party.
Right.
That's excellent. That is excellent.
Well, they should be. they'll actually destroy the Democratic Party more. You see, that's just it.
Yeah. Oh my God, that is just brilliant.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't want to take any more of your time, but please have a nice day. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, Julie. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's Julie from Pennsylvania here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I really appreciate your listenership over there. And we can take one more call here. The phone lines are open at 215-867-8255. Yeah, this whole thing that's going on, and I want to thank Tim Thompson for the breaking news on all this stuff. And, of course, this is the information that is so salient to us. He's got this one particular part of his video that is so salient. Here you go.
Tim here with an update for you. A lot of people have been waiting to hear some of the sources that I've had in talking about how we are importing patients from Mexico, putting them into our healthcare system here in America. And just wanted to kind of go over some of this with you. I do have an email here, and I wanted to share some details from this email. And this is an email, by the way, that was sent out by the president and CEOs of the California Hospitals Association, the Hospital Association of San Diego and Imperial Counties, the Hospital Association of Southern California, and the Hospital Association of Northern and Central California. So this email came from them, and it talks about some of what the state wants to do. Now, keep in mind that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, made his way down to Imperial County, and after his discussions with them, this email came out. Now, here's what the email says, is that the state is looking to transfer 20 patients a day for the next week, 10 patients a day for 2 weeks following. And so the state's averaging 40 phone calls to place just one of these COVID patients in need. That's at least 400 phone calls daily. Now, I'll give you some background also from this email. It says that there is a severe COVID outbreak in the city of Mexicali, Baja California. So a severe COVID outbreak in Mexico. And it says that this has created a crisis across the border. All hospitals are full and using crisis standards of care, leaving patients without appropriate treatment. So what's going on in Mexico is causing a crisis on our border. And they go on to talk about how these are American citizens or Mexican citizens with permanent U.S. resident status. That's neither here nor there. A lot of people are saying, you're talking about illegals. I've never said anything about illegals. I just said that they are people from Mexico coming into the United States, which is absolutely true. What we're finding out, though, is that many of them are not Mexican citizens with permanent residence or U.S. citizens at all. Many of these people are not here legally. But for the purposes of this email, they're saying that these are American citizens. That's fine. But here's what's happening. They're American citizens or Mexican nationals with permanent U.S. residency, and they're coming into our nation with this severe COVID outbreak. It says that the outbreak and limited resources in Mexicali have resulted in these U.S. citizens and permanent residents coming into the U.S. to seek care here. Now, here's another point of interest from this email, that on Wednesday, the city of Mexicali had 180 deaths, twice the number of deaths on Wednesday in all of California. So what we're having, as we're here trying to protect our families, what we have is a crisis there in another country, and we're allowing them to come into our country, and then the state is then covering the cost. This is what it says, that the state will cover the cost of patient transportation.
They're importing the crisis.
So we're taking them in, we're transporting them to other places, and let's face it, the people that are sick need help. And as Christians, as Americans, this is what we do. We help people in need. So I want you to know that I have reached out to Samaritan's Purse, and we're trying to see if we can get a hospital set up down there to help the people there. But what we don't want is for those numbers to be coming into our nation, being placed into our counties, bumping up our numbers, and then causing our state to be on lockdown any longer than it already is.
Get it? You see what Newsom's doing with this facial business? Coming out and mandating, and then telling the counties that are lax, he says lax, or not enforcing the laws, or the rules anyway, his edict, that he's going to withhold federal COVID virus funds from them, which is illegal, and we've pointed out in two different press releases and one grievance this week, and now it's off to the Department of Justice. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio next week. You can get all the podcasts on Agenda 21 Radio and also on TalkStream Live. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.